Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for June 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organized as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 16. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, $10 million in funding for road sealing. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Changes to Development and Building Applications. Track 7, Sewer Mains, maintenance starting this month. Track 8, News in Brief, 7 items. Track 9, Plastic Free July, remove single-use plastics. Track 10, Heritage Conservation Zones, Rylestone. Track 11, Priority Weed, Serrated Tussock. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, June to August. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. Reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for June 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading, $10 million in funding for road sealing. Council is undertaking more than $10 million in road sealing works throughout the region after securing state and federal government grant funding. Council received $5.2 million through Round 1 of the Fixing Local Roads program to undertake sealing of collector road bus routes throughout the region. Collector roads are roads that carry higher volumes of traffic collected from minor and main local roads. Round 1 works have commenced to seal 4.6 kilometres of Maybole Road, expected to be completed in July, and 1.2 kilometres of Pyramal Road, expected to be completed at the end of this month. 2 kilometres of Cox's Creek Road have been completed, along with 19 kilometres of Aaron's Pass Road. In April, Council secured a further $4.8 million through Round 2 of the program, to complete sealing on a further 9 kilometres of Cox's Creek Road, 5.8 kilometres of Botabola Road, and 2 kilometres of Lower Piambong Road. Details of these works will be announced soon. The numbers. 7 road sealing projects funded through Fixing Local Roads program. 43.6 kilometres of sealing being undertaken. 2,460 kilometres total length of Council's roads network. The large illustration is of an unsealed section of Lower Piambong Road, and the small photo shows Council General Manager Brad Cam, Member for Dubbo Dugald Saunders, Member for Kalare Andrew G, and Deputy Mayor Sam Payne at Lower Piambong Road. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's desk. I am pleased to confirm Council has completed 2 of the 7 road sealing projects being delivered through state and federal government grant funding. We've received just over $10 million to deliver these essential projects, and I'd like to thank both governments for their investment. Another big thank you to our roads staff who deliver these projects and do a fantastic job. Council will continue to apply for grant funding to improve our road network. You may have seen recently that Mudgee was named a finalist in the 2021 New South Wales Top Tourism Town Awards. Well done to the entire community for welcoming and embracing visitors to the region during this very busy period we're experiencing. Thanks also to our fantastic tourism operators for delivering such high quality services. The tourism industry is essential to our local economy, delivering $157.6 million annually. Council's Youth Services team recently hosted a successful Youth Employment Expo in Mudgee, matching school students with local employers. Follow Midwestern Regional Youth Council on Facebook for future events and activities. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading Changes to Development and Building Applications. Lodge an application anywhere, anytime. From the 1st of July, development applications must be lodged online by the New South Wales Planning Portal and not directly with Council. This means development applications or DAs, modifications and reviews of DAs, construction certificates, subdivision work certificates, complying development certificates, occupation certificates, subdivision certificates, and Section 138 and Section 68 applications can only be lodged at planningportal.nsw.gov.au. Through this transition period, to make lodgement as easy as possible, Council has a dedicated planning kiosk at the Mudgee Customer Service Centre, where customers can lodge an application with the assistance of staff. Among the benefits of the portal, applications can be lodged anywhere 24/7, and there's no need to visit Council's offices. More information at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. A large photo shows house construction plans on a desk. Track 7, heading Sewer Mains, maintenance starting this month. Council contractors will be undertaking scheduled maintenance on the region's sewer network in Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylstone and Candos this month. Works involve repairing and rehabilitating sewer pipes. Households in affected streets will receive a notification in the mail, and where there is a requirement to enter backyards, contractors will be door knocking. There may be minor impacts to on-street parking as part of the works. There is no planned interruption to water and sewer services. There is a small photo at right of contractors inspecting sewer pipes. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Library Chess Club. Interested in improving your chess skills? Mudgee Library hosts a fortnightly club for ages 6 to 14 on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday of the month from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Second Wednesdays are dedicated to intermediate advanced players and 4th Wednesdays for beginners. However, any skill level is welcome to attend either session to practice with other players. Expressions of interest from older players are welcome. Bookings essential via eventbrite.com.au, that's eventbrite.com.au, by searching Midwestern Regional Council Library. Flirtation Hill, Mudgee. Over coming weeks, Council will be repairing some of the walking tracks at Flirtation Hill and the Pines Reserve. Some tracks will be closed while works are completed, and Council will provide notice via its Facebook page and website. The draft Flirtation Hill Master Plan is in development and will be placed on public exhibition for comment. July Town Hall Cinema. The Mudgee Town Hall Cinema will open its doors on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of July for screenings of Cruella, rated PG, 6 Minutes to Midnight, rated M, and Tom and Jerry the Movie, rated G. Tickets online at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Event returns in person. Council's Young Entrepreneurs Summit returns in person this year. Last year's event was moved online as a result of the pandemic, and Council is pleased to confirm the event will return to a conference-style format in Mudgee on Thursday the 5th of August. The speaker list for the full-day event is being finalised. Details of the event will be announced on Council's Facebook page. Community Grants Program. Council provided more than $12,000 in financial assistance to local organisations through the April round of its Community Grants Program. Recipients included the Mudgee Playgroup, Mudgee and District Kennel and Obedience Club, Rylstone Candos Chamber of Commerce, and the Gulgong Memorial Hall Committee. Applications for community grants can be lodged anytime via Council's website. Goulburn River Bridge. Construction of the new bridge over the Goulburn River north of Yulan is expected to commence in coming weeks. Council secured $900,000 in New South Wales Government grant funding to replace the bridge on Yulan Road. Motorists travelling through the area are asked to please follow directions from traffic control staff while construction is underway. Become a council supplier. Are you a local contractor keen to work with council? There are many ongoing opportunities to do so, including the supply of wet and dry plant hire in 2022. This tender to supply council with plant and equipment opens soon. To receive notifications about this and other tenders, please register with Council's online quoting system, Vendor Panel Marketplace, by searching Vendor Panel on Council's website. Track 9, heading, Plastic-Free July, Remove Single-Use Plastics. Next month, Council will be sharing tips on how our community can limit their single-use plastic consumption as part of the global Plastic-Free July initiative. If you're just starting out, focus on the top 4 single-use plastics: takeaway coffee cups, plastic shopping bags, plastic straws, and water bottles. Takeaway coffee cups can be avoided by bringing along your own reusable alternative. There are many reusable coffee cups available on the market. Keep it in your bag or on your desk at work, wherever you remember to use it. Plastic straws are another single-use plastic that can be extremely harmful to the environment and wildlife. If you're eating out, ask for no straw in your drink. There are also alternative stainless steel and bamboo straw options. Council will be sharing more tips like this throughout July via its Facebook page. Alternatively, visit plasticfreejuly.com.au. Pictured at right is a glass coffee cup with a lid and an insulated hand grip. Track 10, heading, Heritage Conservation Areas, Rylstone. Did you know there are 4 heritage conservation areas within the Midwestern region in Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylstone, Pictured and Hargraves? If your home or business is a heritage item or is located within a heritage conservation area and you are considering works, or if you're unsure if your home falls within this zone, a duty planner is available to assist Monday to Friday. Development approval is not required for all works. Council's Heritage Advisor is also available to provide advice free of charge. Contact Council to arrange an appointment. There is a detailed map of the Rylstone Heritage Conservation Area at left. The Heritage Conservation Area is marked in blue and Heritage Items in orange. Track 11, heading, priority weed, serrated tussock. Serrated tussock is regarded as one of the worst grass weeds within the Midwestern region due to its quick spreading ability and zero grazing value to stock. Infestations result in a significant loss in production, and dense infestations can completely dominate pasture. The grass weed spreads rapidly, and mature plants can produce more than 140,000 seeds per year, which are dispersed mainly by wind, allowing heads to be carried for up to 20 kilometres. Animals, machinery, and feeds from infested properties also disperse the seeds. It is essential that neighbouring properties work together when controlling serrated tussock. Once established, it is extremely difficult to manage, but can be controlled by application of a registered herbicide available from local suppliers, pasture management, and physical removal. Council has a number of helpful fact sheets on this and other priority weeds available to download at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. The photo shows a tall clump of the grass serrated tussock. Track 12, heading, your council representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 02-6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0431-208-646. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Russell Holden, 0422-219-911. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Esme Martins, 02-6358-8237. Councillor John O'Neill, 0427-662-486. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226. Track 13, heading, live, work, invest, visit. Live. Council is undertaking a number of road projects throughout the region. Most recently, Council completed a rehabilitation of Yulan Road at the Holyoke Bridge in Mudgee and the installation of a pedestrian refuge on Church Street outside Mudgee Medical Centre. In the north of the region, upgrades are being completed on Barney's Reef Road, north of Gulgong, and Drew's Lane, south of Home Rule. These works may involve minor delays, road closures where essential, and detours. To keep up to date with roadworks and closures, visit Council's Facebook page and website. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. Did you know that Council sends out a Builders and Developers e-newsletter which contains important industry information? The quarterly publication is sent out by email to builders, developers and other stakeholders with an interest in development in the Midwestern region. If you'd like to receive the Builders and Developers e-newsletter, please sign up via Council's website. Visit. Journey into the past at Gulgong Pioneers Museum. Established in 1962, the museum is home to one of the finest collections of Australiana in the country. The museum's collection includes a comprehensive array of domestic tools and utensils, farm and mining equipment, horse-drawn vehicles, early photographs, Aboriginal and geological artefacts, period clothing, and buildings dating from Gulgong's heyday during the turbulent gold rush days of the 1870s. Track 14, heading, Events calendar, June to August 2021. 16th of June, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 2nd to the 4th of July, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held on the first weekend of each month. Adults $15, children and concession $10, and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 9th to the 10th of July, Mudgee Small Farm Field Days, AREC. This year will be the 43rd Mudgee Small Farm Field Days. Tickets at mudgeefielddays.com.au. 5th of August, Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit. Save the date. Learn valuable insights from some of Australia's most successful entrepreneurs. 21st to 22nd of August, Mudgee Readers Festival at various venues. After a pandemic-enforced hiatus, Mudgee Readers Festival is back. Visit mudgeereaders.com to learn more. 22nd of August, Mudgee Running Festival. Celebrating its 20th anniversary, the Mudgee Running Festival will include 4 courses. More information at mudgeerunningfestival.com.au. Note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850. That's 02-6378-2850 or 1-300-765-002. That's 1-300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. That's fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for June 2021. However, there is still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading, A Story, from the Reader's Digest Australia website. Title, Butt Out. A woman notices a man smoking and decides to educate him. How many packs do you smoke a day, she asks. 3, he says. And how much does each pack cost? Around $15. And how long have you been smoking? 10 years. Why? Well, did you know that if you had saved all that money from cigarettes, you could have bought a Lamborghini by now? Wow, the man exclaims. Do you smoke? No, the woman responds. Then where's your Lamborghini? Submitted by Curtis Fees, spelt F-E-A-S-E. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.